The article is "Insanely Concentrated Wealth is Strangling Our Prosperity," and the subheading is "Today's Mountains of Wealth Throttle the Very Engine of Wealth Creation Itself." So, first of all, I found this on the Evonomics website, and I subscribed to that a few months ago after being led through the Indivisibles movement. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I get the emails and kind of look at them if I have time and blah, blah, blah. And I saw this one and it made a lot of sense. Can you tell us about the Evonomics website?
Yeah, Evonomics was founded by founding editor Robert Kadar. He and I got to know each other. We were both working for the Evolution Institute. He was the editor of their This View of Life online magazine about topics evolutionary. And there's a lot of interest at the Evolution Institute in a topic, fairly academic topic at the time, called Evonomics, which basically looks at economics through an evolutionary lens of competition and cooperation, survival of the fittest. I mean, there are common ideas between evolution and economics. And Robert decided to launch this site called Evonomics. And I was very interested because two of my huge intellectual passions are economics and evolution. But I was like, yeah, nobody's going to want to read that. And within a few months, he was getting 250,000 page views a month. And I went, okay, fine, you were right. I was wrong. Full mea culpa. How can I help? And for the last 2 years, Robert and I have been working on building it up. And we're currently reaching like millions of people a week on Facebook and getting hundreds of thousands of page views. Average person reads an article for 5 minutes, which is off the charts for website metrics.
In this era.
In this era, right. People go to it and they read it. And the one thing I want to add is it's not just about evolution economics anymore. We settled on the tagline, "The Next Evolution of Economics," which lets us do a much broader variety of...
content.
Of content and topics. We're in what I like to, in the economics scene, we're in what I like to call a very non-Kuhnian moment. Thomas Kuhn wrote The Structure of Scientific Revolutions. You've heard of paradigm shifts before. He's the guy that came up with that idea. And the idea in that book is that a new paradigm comes along and replaces or supersedes, you know, Copernicus, Einstein, Newton, la la la. And we're in a fascinating period in economics where the traditional paradigm is crumbling or has crumbled, where many or most have huge difficulties with its basic premises. But unlike a Kuhnian revolution, no single paradigm has replaced that. There is, you might describe it best as a whole plethora of competing research projects where people are going at how the economy works in many different, very diverse ways, and we're trying to be a place for that sea change to be read about and understood.
As you were talking, I was thinking about the evolution of economics, and it seems to me there is an exact parallel between the devolution of our electoral system and the person representing the country at this time, the 45th president of the United States, and the current economic situation. Both are so horribly wrong and horribly out of date and horribly inept at addressing the situation that we have today. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, and I would actually take it far more broadly, look at the basically the economy over the last century. We had a Gilded Age in the 20s, crashed in 29, and basically we got the New Deal, where, you know, a huge amount of progressive agenda was enacted, including a great deal of redistribution, social support programs, basically built the springboard and platform that allows tens of millions of Americans to stand up and change the world. And the period after, and then we had World War II, where we ran our national debt up to 120% of GDP. And the period that followed that was the greatest burst of widespread prosperity and well-being in the history of the United States. It was just spectacular what was delivered unto the normal person in that period. And that started to fade basically after Roosevelt. Truman was okay. Kennedy delivered the most massive tax cut for rich people we've seen in forever in 1964. It was enacted in 1964. It was implemented in 1964. And then came the Reagan Revolution. And if you look at any economic metrics, the economy has basically sucked and increasingly sucked ever since. The implementation of trickle-down, which actually started with that Kennedy tax cut, has strangled our economy.
So Trump, as seen as so far unqualified. I mean, you're talking about the problem going back to Kennedy, who's looked back at as maybe one of the last good presidents. Jimmy Carter's tenure was seen as unsuccessful, and he was not reelected. So if people liked Kennedy, God, oh God, Trump is like fathoms and fathoms worse than that.
Understand that I can't help idolizing Kennedy. I have here a postcard that I keep on my computer screen of John and Catherine dancing in the Oval Office with John F. Kennedy. And it still brings tears to my eyes. But I know that he was no paragon of progressive values and virtues. Mm-hmm. And I think most progressives understand that, or I hope they do.
I'm not so sure they do, because I think the era that you're talking about, Carter, and then you said the Reagan Revolution, I would call that a devolution.
Right.
That's really neoliberalism. And that's the problem we have now, because we had neoliberals saying, no, we need to elect someone who's more like the way things are and who's not that far out, Hillary Clinton. And we see what happens. So we will talk, I think, about the neoliberal period, but